This is We've Got Issues on Interlochen Public Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. Michigan has the second largest population of juvenile lifers in the country. Juvenile lifers are people convicted of murder as teenagers and sentenced to die in prison. A lot has happened legally for those prisoners in the past 5 years. And this week, IPR begins a series that tells some of the stories of those people. IPR reporter Morgan Springer is with us this morning. She's leading the series. Morgan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Who are these juvenile lifers?
So these are people who, when they were teenagers, between 14 to 17 years old, were convicted of first-degree murder. That means they could have actually committed the act themselves. They could have been in the area or with somebody else who committed the act. They could be what's considered an accessory to murder. That could be somebody who drove the getaway car. So there's a lot of variables there. But these people who were convicted of first-degree murder as teenagers were given a mandatory life sentence. It was the law, and the sentence was life without the possibility of parole. Now, that has changed over the past 5 years with two U.S. Supreme Court rulings that basically said that mandatory life sentence is cruel and unusual punishment. So now states around the country are handling it differently, but Michigan is in the process of resentencing their juvenile lifers.
Why did these teenagers get such harsh sentences to begin with?
So there was this idea that was popularized in the mid-90s by this Princeton professor named John DeLulio, who basically said, he put out this article calling these teenagers super predators. And he said, quote, "On the horizon, therefore, are tens of thousands of severely morally impoverished juvenile super predators." And the idea was basically there's this growing number of teenagers who are hardened and remorseless and are committing these heinous crimes for really minor grievances. So around that time, Michigan started sentencing more of these kids who were convicted of murder as adults. And that's when the mandatory juvenile life sentence kicked in. Now, I do just want to mention that this sentence is very harsh for these kids because of this idea of the super predator. But for adults, all through this time period, adults can get much lesser sentences. Like, there are cases now of juveniles who are in prison for life, and the people who they were actually with when the crime was committed, who maybe fired the gun, have already gotten out of prison or are about to be paroled. So that's something important to notice. Now, when the Supreme Court rulings happened, they were basically pushing back against this idea of the super predator, saying this is not what research shows. Research shows that kids are underdeveloped, they're immature, they're influenced by their environment, their upbringing, their degree of education, and that basically this is not a reasonable sentence to give to children who have the potential to change and could in the future not be a threat to society.
You were calling the series Irredeemable. Where does that name come from?
The name really comes from the way that the legal system has seen these teenagers for years. So first of all, just by saying that teenagers who convict first-degree murder should get a life without parole sentence, you're saying these kids are irredeemable. They're always going to be a threat to society. They can't be rehabilitated. That's what the legal system was saying. Now, that's changed after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, but it's only changed to a certain degree because here in Michigan, prosecutors were asked to file a motion that says what their recommendation is for each juvenile lifer. Basically, they could say, I think they should get out earlier, or they could say they should still get a life without parole sentence. And these prosecutors have said that 60% of the juvenile lifers in the state should still get a life without parole sentence. So they're basically saying, all right, yeah, these two Supreme Court rulings happened, but we still think that 60% of these juvenile lifers are irredeemable.
Prosecutors are saying that almost two-thirds of these juvenile lifers still deserve to stay in prison then?
Right. And they can do that because while the Supreme Court rulings did say that the mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole was cruel and unusual punishment for juveniles, they also said in rare circumstances when the juvenile is deemed irreparably corrupt, that's the legal term, then a life without the possibility of parole sentence can still be instated. Now, people across the state have taken issue with how prosecutors have interpreted that very rare circumstance, but the prosecutors who are seeking to uphold that life without parole sentence say, basically, this 60% here in Michigan, they are the rare circumstances.
So does this mean that what will be decided in these individual cases is whether the prisoner has been rehabilitated or not?
That's one of the things that will be looked at. And other things that will be looked at is they'll go back to their childhood and they'll look at what were the circumstances of their upbringing? What was their life like? What were the circumstances of the specific crime? Because all of those things were not taken into account when sentences used to be given because it was mandatory life. Judges didn't have a choice. They just had to give that sentence. They couldn't take into consideration different factors. So there's that, the looking back. There's also looking at how they've been in prison. Have they made changes?
Is everything moving forward smoothly now with the resentencing process for these juvenile lifers?
It's a long legal process. It takes time. Michigan has the second largest population of juvenile lifers in the country. So this has been a huge burden for prosecutors to revisit all of these cases. And so some things are going smoothly. For the cases where prosecutors agree with the defense attorneys that these juvenile lifers should get out, should get what's called a term of years, which is between 25 to 60 years. Those cases have been moving through the legal system. Some people have already been resentenced. Some people have already gotten out. For the people that prosecutors are seeking to uphold that life without parole sentence, those cases haven't even started being heard. Most of them haven't been scheduled yet.
Irredeemable begins this Wednesday morning on Morning Edition here on IPR News Radio. Morgan Springer, nice to have you in.
Thanks for having me.